Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 34. Here is the extracted text from the image, sixth the roar that we were usually taken direct from the courthouse to the German Cafe, located midway of the block on Pryor Street, opposite from the courthouse. And it took us a very short time to go there, I should estimate about 3 minutes at the outside. Upon reaching the German Cafe, we were taken directly to a private dining room in the rear of the building, and the door immediately closed. After being shut up in this room, we never heard any sounds that in the slightest resembled cheering or applause. The only cheering that was heard at any time while the case was being considered was the cheering that arose shortly after the verdict of guilty was read, when there was cheering both on Hunter and Pryor Streets, and said cheering was loud and long. With the exception of this cheering, I never heard anything that had the slightest resemblance to cheering, and I never heard any applause except that heard by the judge, and only heard about the cheering after having been discharged from the case. That the cheering, which occurred just after the reading of the verdict in said case, occurred during the time the jurors were being polled by the court. That, at the time the cheering was heard, no objection whatsoever was made by anyone representing Leo M. Frank, or by the said Leo M. Frank himself. Nor was any motion made at the time by any of the attorneys of the said Frank, or by the said Frank himself. But the polling of the jury, which was going on at the time the cheering began, and during the cheering and after the cessation of the cheering, was continued. That this cheering did not in any wise influence or affect the verdict which had already been made, nor did it have any influence whatsoever. That deponent remained absolutely unaffected and uninfluenced by the cheering or the surroundings, and in answering on the poll, deponent truthfully answered after he had heard the cheering that it was his verdict. And in so answering, sustaining the verdict, he discharged his duty and now subscribes to the correctness of the verdict as rendered. That neither on Saturday, August 25th, 1915, nor on any other day or date, did any man or men other than the bailiffs in charge of the jury ever walk with X.